How much is your pet worth? When I say that, what's it cost you? Got home yesterday midday-ish. A big, let's just say afternoon, evening, night and morning at the Strand.
24 hours.
It was a big one. And I've arrived home, opened the door, and there's my wife, Jade, and she's got this white look on her face, and she was shaking. But like physically her hands were shaking, and she said, "Oh, honey, oh, I've got something to tell you. I'm so sorry, but I was in the shower and I let the dogs in and they were unsupervised and they've eaten the couch." Oh, funny for you, Pinky.
No, it's not funny.
Funny for
like,
you.
Oh, no. I know it's not funny. I'm like, they've eaten the couch, though.
Yeah. Let's just put this into Banksy context for you. Hendrix, my rescue dog, the big one, has eaten the wall, okay?
How do you eat a wall, Hendrix? One bite at a time, Pinky.
One bite at a time, exactly right.
How is he eating walls?
I don't know. So, look, we don't know whether it was Harley or Hendrix, but we suspect...
Well, I suspect the wall eater.
The wall chewer would be the couch eater as well. And I, about maybe 6 to 8 months ago, Pinky, paid $8,000... for this leather, black leather, reclining, three-seat, three-piece couch. Let's go and inspect the damage. I went there and the complete side of the couch has been eaten. There's nothing but foam and bits of leather all through the lounge room.
Is it fixable or do you just have to have that dodgy, garbage-looking couch now? Or like gaff tape over
Well, I'm thinking a good gaffer tape repair could really bogan my place up a little bit and I'll be right with
that.
The
dogs, right?
I love you puppies, but you're costing me the world.
What are your pets worth now on 13, 27, 10?
Now, Keith, what's your pet worth? In that, what have they cost you? What have you got, firstly?
Well, for a start off, I went out and bought a second-hand leather couch just for the dog to sleep on.
Oh, that's a spoilt puppy.
Is it so they wouldn't ruin yours?
Well, she's not allowed in the house, supposedly, but I thought, well, I'm sitting upstairs on a nice, comfortable couch. She could at least have a comfortable couch rather than a concrete floor.
You're so sweet.
Well, how much did this second-hand leather couch cost you?
Oh, we won't go into that, but put it this way. I spend more on the dog than I do on myself.
Groundsman, what's yours cost you?
No, your pet's costing me lots of tears and laughter. Seriously.
I know.
Mate, walls.
He should have his own Facebook page.
Yeah, no.
What will he eat today?
Yeah, he'll probably eat that too. I don't know how, but he's...
What amazes me the most is you spent $8,000 on a recliner.
Mate, it's a three-piece leather recliner. It's schmicko. It's got two reclining bits in there. There's the extra two couches as well.
Yeah,
it's...
to be honest, Groundsman, I'm more interested in the couch as well.
Yeah, well, my question would be, I think the taxation department might need to have a talk to a radio announcer about his $8,000 recliners.
Well, it cost me a quarter year's salary, so there you go.
Mate, married with children and two pets. Oh, I don't know how you can afford that.
Lee, what about yours? What's your pet worth?
Well, when my son was little, we had a little whippet, and we used to have to take my son to Brisbane all the time for being sick. And when I was down there, I'd buy bromeliads. Sounds dumb, but it was something that we did.
What? Yeah. You so bought bromeliads?
Plants.
Oh.
Plants.
Okay.
And we had a real collection of them, and some of them were quite expensive. Anyway, this little whippet dog, I don't know why, but for some reason, one day I watered my plants, went off to work, came back, and the dog had gone through and eaten the centre out of every single one of the bromeliads.
Oh.
And what do we think that collection of bromeliads was worth?
Well, we spent nearly 3 years going back and forth to Brisbane.
Oh,
The 3 years of time and
why
travel.
Why do they do these things?
Oh. I have no idea. We got told that she was lacking in something, so maybe that's a problem with your dog, that it's lacking in some...
What is he lacking in leather and
he's lacking
and
in
foam?
Plaster. He needed plaster from the wall, and now he needs foam.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.
Triple M.